Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 41 of the Pause.com Entertainment Podcast. We are your hosts,
Tony.
And I am Lou, and we apologize for not being here last week. I unfortunately had a death in the family, and so I would like to dedicate this show to my Uncle Joe. You will be missed. And hopefully you're listening now.
What a morbid beginning.
Well, I don't know. It was very sad. He had been sick for a while, but anyway, let's not dwell on that here and now.
Yes.
Do you have anything that you need to say up front?
No.
Okay. No shout outs?
No.
No pingbacks?
No.
No insults?
Not yet. Those will come later.
Okay, great. Oh, why do I feel like this is going to be bad for me? don't forget, you can visit us on Facebook by visiting our Facebook page and becoming a fan.
The best way.
Is there any other way?
No.
Dreams, perhaps? And don't forget, you can send email to us at podcast@pause.com. And as always, please go to iTunes, subscribe to the Pause.com Entertainment Podcast, leave us a review and a rating. And as always, we will be your best friends. So what have you been playing lately?
Well, I finally finished Uncharted 2.
Ooh, still in the top five games of all time?
Most definitely.
Wow.
Yes.
Is it, where would you put it in the top five? What's Ooh. Number one? And let me ask you a question. Are you counting like arcade games or is this like
no.
post-arcade?
Post-arcade.
Okay.
What
would you say the top five are for you?
Okay, now let me just say these are like my favorites, not necessarily what I think are the best games.
Right. Well, I'm not really sure there's a difference, but
no, there is. I mean,
you think so?
Yeah. Okay. For example, I think an amazing game is Fallout 3, but I just didn't have a great experience with it.
See, I don't think it's that amazing.
Oh, really?
Well, you didn't play Oblivion, did you?
A little.
It's basically the same exact engine with a different storyline and setting.
Yeah.
And there's nothing new game-wise. And I found the story to be really uninteresting, I have to be honest. There were moments of excellence in that story where you thought it was going to go someplace really interesting, but I never really got the sense that my actions had any effect on the world.
Okay.
And so, and from that standpoint, and the fact that they didn't really take the story anywhere interesting, I mean, you die at the end. I'm sorry for anyone who hasn't played it.
For those who haven't played it,
I don't care.
Sorry.
I honestly don't care. You die at the end, and nothing changes. You don't save the world. You don't turn things around. You never see the fruits of any of your work, really.
Right.
Plus, I thought that the weapon choices and all that kind of stuff were really limited and very repetitive.
Okay, so I guess that's not one of the best games of all time.
No.
Now, some of my favorites, I don't know if I could put them in order, but some of my favorites, okay, definitely Half-Life 2.
Okay.
I'd have to say Grand Theft Auto 3.
Okay. Never played it.
I would say Prince of Persia, Sands of Time.
Okay.
Another one of my favorites. Yeah. My snowboarding obsession,
SSX
video game
tricky
wise,
or whatever.
No, SSX 3.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've never played any of those games.
Little Big Planet I would put in my top.
Really?
I don't know about five, but top 10.
And then Uncharted 2.
Uncharted 2 is up there. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, it's excellent. You gotta.
Yeah, I'll play it at some point. Yeah, I just don't know when I'm gonna get to it. Maybe right around the holidays.
I've also been playing. I went back to Grand Theft Auto 4.
Okay,
I had bought it when it came out, and then never really played it
on PS3.
On
is
no,
it only
360?
On, oh, okay.
No, it's on everything.
Okay. Did it used to only be on PlayStation?
Originally, like Grand Theft Auto 3 and Vice City. Yeah, those were on PS2.
Okay.
And they were exclusive, and then they came out on the original Xbox.
Right.
But now, you know.
Yeah. It's everywhere.
Yes. And I just got started with that. That's a huge game. So I'm just, you know, I'm not very far in. But the reason I've been playing is because they just came out with another expansion. They had an expansion months ago called The Lost and the Damned. And now their new expansion, I hate to even say the name of it.
Well, do you maybe not want to?
The Ballad of Big Gay Tony. Couldn't find another name for that game, could they? But
wow.
But anyway, they have both those expansions have gotten great reviews, and actually, they sell them. You know, you can download them as an extension to Grand Theft Auto 4, but they sell both of those expansions now separately, and you don't need to own Grand Theft Auto 4.
I want
to
know how you
them.
Expect me to go through this entire podcast without referring to you as Big Gay Tony.
I really prefer you not.
Okay.
All right.
So
I've gone back to playing that, but I'm not very far in. I mean, to where
now,
I can...
now, did you play through it all the way before, or did you start it and now you're just picking it up again?
What, Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah. Four.
I mean, I never really played it.
Oh, okay.
I bought it like when it came out.
Oh, but you never really started.
I never really started it.
Okay.
So.
I haven't gotten too far into it, but I started playing the demo for a game called Torchlight that I found out about through our listener Stritch.
Mm-hmm.
And I got it through Steam, and it's a sort of Diablo type of game that from I have to admit I didn't do any research on this whatsoever.
Okay.
It's from a studio called Runic Studios, I think. But apparently it's people that are ex-Blizzard people who, you know, did this game. And it's really cool because it's a very, kind of like World of Warcraft, it's a very cartoony style, even more so. It almost looks animated.
Right.
Whereas World of Warcraft is more stylized.
Right.
But this almost looks animated and incredibly polished for...
Yeah, I saw you playing it earlier. It looks really cool.
It does. And it's so far, it's pretty fun. I mean, I haven't gotten far into it at all, but it's pretty neat. And I was amused by the fact that the music that they played when you first start the game and you're in the little town before you go into the mines reminded me a lot of that Tristram theme from the original Diablo that became kind of famous because it was so haunting and that sort of thing.
Right. I mean, how long has this game been out?
A week or so, maybe.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah,
it's
it just came out.
Oh, okay.
It just came out. And then I was going to mention this later, but there's a demo out now for Left 4 Dead 2.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to get that, but apparently you can only get it if you pre-ordered the game. What's the point?
Right.
You pre-ordered it, you get it early anyway.
Right.
Give the rest of us the demo and incent us to buy
it. Exactly. I'm sure they'll release it to everyone once the game is out.
Yeah.
Because they did that kind of stuff before.
Yeah. I still have not been able
to give an example offhand, but
I still have not been able to get the demo for Wolfenstein.
Really?
Yeah. I tried to get it, but you know, you can never get the demos from the developers, it seems.
Right.
You have to go to all these ridiculous file hosting sites, and they all want you to register. They all want you to pay to download the stuff. Or you get it at like, you know, 9600 baud modem speeds. And I can never get them to work. That's really frustrating. Again, another thing that I have to say Blizzard does well, because you can go online and you can download the entire client for World of Warcraft, Burning Crusade, and Wrath of the Lich King right from their website.
And then a week later, after you've downloaded it all, you can...
it is pretty big.
Yeah.
It is pretty big. But that's it. That and you know, of course, World of Warcraft.
Of course.
But I haven't even played that much lately, only because I've been so tired, you know, the trip and everything.
Right.
And, so, you know, the few times that I got to log on, I was on for maybe, you know, half an hour, 45 minutes at the most. But the Halloween thing is over now. I did not get all 20 of my Halloween masks. I'm kind of upset about that. How are you supposed to get 20 masks? I mean, the things are random. You know, they're like random when you go trick-or-treating at the different inns.
Uh-huh.
And so they'll either turn you into something as a trick or as a treat, you get a bag, a goodie bag. And inside the bag is either candy or the masks or there's a few other things. But I mean, the whole thing was only 2 weeks long. You can only trick or treat once an hour.
Oh, really?
And yeah, there's a 60-minute timer on it. It's real time though, not game time. So if you log out and then log back in an hour later, it's not like you have to be playing for an hour.
Right.
Because what's really cool is this is one of the things that I like the way they did in there. If you use a buff of some sort, you know, something to enhance your character's abilities, it's game time. So if it's a half hour buff and you put it on and then you log out,
right,
it starts where it left off when you log back in, which
that
I think
cool.
is really cool. But the trick-or-treating was real-time, which is even better.
Right.
But still, I mean, I got 4 out of 20. I don't know if anybody got all 20.
I'm sure. Aren't there people who play that game like 12 hours a day?
I guess you're probably right.
If
what do these people
more.
Do? Don't they go to school or work?
Probably not.
Oh. But
they live in mom's basement.
But, you know, there are two different kinds of items in that game. There are ones that are free to trade and sell and all that kind of stuff. And then there are ones that are soulbound, which means that you can't, you know, you can sell
yours,
them,
right,
but you can't trade them to another player or even give them to another player.
Right.
And the masks were like that. So it's like you couldn't even trade them if you got duplicates or,
right,
you know, any of that kind of thing. So that was kind of a drag. But yeah, it was pretty cool. I can't wait to see what they do for Christmas. Should be pretty interesting. So what do you got as far as miscellaneous
Well, you know what?
News?
I'll start with my World of Warcraft bit here.
Since we're talking about that.
World of Warcraft players have the option to change the race, gender, name, or appearance of their character for $25.
Oh, and you know people are going to take advantage of that.
That's amazing to me.
Yeah.
$25.
Yeah.
I mean, is it that necessary to change the gender or the race of
the
your
gender
character?
Has, as far as I know, zero bearing on anything you do. Same with your name, obviously.
Uh-huh.
Appearance, you'd really have to want something specific to want to pay $25 to change your character's appearance. Just make a new character, for God's
right.
sake.
Well, yeah, that was some of the, but I guess if you've been spending right, all that right, time right, and you're right. at a level, you don't yeah. want to start back over just because you yeah. don't like your hair.
But the race, you know, I guess there are reasons for it. You know, each race has
Were you aware of this, by the way?
Yeah. Oh. Each race has some abilities that give you a little bit of a bonus.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's really low. Like I have a what's what called a Drenne, and they have like a +5 to, you know, gem cutting or something like that.
Right.
It's like,
but can't you amass that as you're playing anyway? If you weren't that race, couldn't you like?
Well, what I'm saying is whatever you get, it's five right. more. So even if you max it out, you have an additional 5
okay.
just because you're that race.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So so there are bonuses like that. There are racial and class, you know, inherent abilities and talents
right.
and stuff like that. But $25, I don't know if any of them was worth $25.
No.
Unless you're just sick of seeing your goofy little gnome running around and you want a night elf or something instead.
Right.
But yeah, that seems like a lot of money.
I agree. Netflix is coming to the PS3 next month. Current Netflix members will be able to stream movies to their PS3 with the next system update.
Now, you've been doing this on the 360, right?
I just started doing it on the 360, yeah. And it works great. I didn't use the wireless adapter because it doesn't get as strong a signal as me using the bridge.
Right.
So I hooked up the bridge.
So it's wired?
No.
Oh.
I'm using that.
Oh, right. Okay.
The N bridge.
Right. Like the one that I have?
Right. Actually, okay. You picked it up for me.
Right. Yeah.
So I used that, and I was able to stream HD no problem, and it looked flawless.
Yeah.
And it was great. The only problem is, now, I didn't expect you to be able to go through Netflix's entire catalog.
Right.
But, you know, you can only watch the stuff that they offer, and it wasn't that great.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like 100 movies of each genre available.
Yeah.
But, you know, you go through half of them I hadn't heard of, or, you know, they were just older movies I would never watch.
Right.
Actually, I think the choices I have on Comcast On Demand are more, I mean, though it's not as many as Netflix,
yeah,
it's more
it's
stuff
better.
I'd want to see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the most recent movie I saw on Netflix available was Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Oh, well, you know, it's good to be able to see the Oscar contenders.
but I will say, I mean, if you like foreign film or documentaries or that, I mean, there was a lot of those. So,
hey, did you see Paul Blart Mall Cop? Yeah. Did you think it deserved an Oscar? Okay.
I thought it looked better than it was.
Because I know you're a big fan of his.
Yeah. It was basically one of those movies where they showed you all the good parts in the preview.
Oh, no. That's a disaster because I think the preview was only like 10 seconds long. But Well, and you know what's really funny is I got my bridge so I could do that because I had tried to do it through the wireless G adapter and it didn't work. Like, the quality was really low and it was glitchy and stuff like
Maybe
that.
Maybe they've updated it since then.
Yeah, well, but the bridge is N. So it's going to have faster throughput anyway. But what's so funny is ever since I installed the bridge, I never tried it again.
Right.
So,
well, here's another issue I had. You know, I wanted to check it out. I started by watching an episode of The Office from, you know.
By the way, I just want to say that I was talking off mic to one of my staffers here, Stephanie. I didn't want you to think I was talking to like a ghost or something.
Right.
Okay.
I just let you have your imaginary friends. But so I watched an episode of The Office in HD, and it looked great. It was flawless. And then
did it look as good as watching it live?
Yeah, it's
wow.
it.
That's so cool.
So then I'm like, oh well, let me try something a little more, you know, technically
action-y.
Advanced. So I wanted to watch one of the movies they offered was WALL-E.
Uh-huh.
So I started WALL-E, and they only offered it in standard def. Why would you do that?
Who would want to see that?
I don't know.
Well, you know, when we were on our trip last week, because we went to New York, and they had, you know, they had all sorts of on-demand stuff on the TV system in the hotel, but they didn't update any of the TVs. So they still had these little 19-inch Philips tube TVs.
Right. And then you're spending $8 for a movie.
Yeah. And it was, not kidding, they had this really cool thing where you could go in and see recent episodes of TV shows if you'd missed them. Like if you're, you know, because Courtyard was supposedly for business travelers.
Right.
So if you're traveling a lot and you watch Heroes and you want to watch last week's episode because you didn't get to see it, you can see it for $6. $6 they want
That's
you
ridiculous.
To pay to see a TV show.
That's ridiculous.
It
I do
crazy.
Want to mention one more thing about the Netflix on the PS3. Like I said, it the next system update. They're not exactly sure when it'll be. They say next month. But in the meantime, you can, if you're a Netflix member, you can go to Netflix website and they will send you a disc. I don't know that the disc is available yet, but they say any moment now the disc will be available. And until the system update comes, you put this disc in and then you can watch it with the disc in.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Which I don't even know how that works, but
well, it's basically like the system update is going to include the software, but until that happens, you can just run it from the disk.
And the disk is free; they'll send it to you.
Yeah.
So go to Netflix
website. I'm getting horrible flashbacks of AOL 5.0. Right. Remember when you would see like you would get those like every week in the mail?
Oh my god! And they were attached to every magazine.
Yeah,
and
everything.
And remember, sometimes they'd come in those like metal containers. Which
it was so weird,
ridiculous.
I'm so glad that finally stopped. Like just bringing it up now, I realized that I haven't seen one of those in years.
Right.
And I'm very happy about that.
But
President Obama, if he really wants to make me happy, because, you know, I'm a citizen, just like everyone else.
Right.
Who's not,
well, not like everyone else.
Who's not a damn foreigner. If he really wants to make me happy, he should make AOL against the law.
There you go.
He's making stupid government regulations anyway. Right. Might as well make one that I like, which is no more AOL.
If you want to be on the list to get this disc, go to the Netflix website and click on devices for instant streaming.
Yeah.
And it'll list the PS3. Click on that. And then you can.
Nice. Were you having a wardrobe malfunction over there?
I noticed that my shirt was way unbuttoned or I don't know. Oh, no. I guess. I don't know.
I don't know what's going on over there. I'm so glad I'm on the other side of the table.
Due to the sales of Uncharted 2 exceeding expectations, new DLC will be available by the end of 2009.
Oh, that's fast.
No news yet on what the DLC will entail, but it has been revealed that some will be free and some will be purchasable.
Oh, maybe someone will give him a chart, and then he won't have to worry about it.
That's funny. I'm sure it's all going to be multiplayer stuff, like new maps and stuff.
Yeah. What does the multiplayer entail in that game? I know there was multiplayer.
There's co-op, and then there's like versus.
It's just like arena battles or something?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, there's some that are like mission-based. You've got to find, you know, relics or whatever. Yeah. But They're pretty cool. I tried it a couple times. I had like an 11-year-old call me an idiot.
Nice.
The last time. He's like, over here, you idiot.
You know what? Wear that like a badge of honor, my friend. That's how you know you're doing something right.
He called me an idiot.
You know, it was funny. One time I was playing World of Warcraft and I was going in some tomb or something for a quest. And I was a little bit higher in level than what most people are who were doing this quest at the time.
Uh-huh.
Just because I was doing stuff, you know, because you do stuff in whatever order you want. So I just happened to be there at the time, and I was like 3 or 4 levels above that. So some kid was like, no, you need to go downstairs. That's where you belong. You don't belong up here. That's for us lower level people. You need to go downstairs where you belong. I'm like, if I could reach through the interwebs right now. Annoying. Stupid kids. You know, they think video games are made for them. They're not.
Right. They're not.
You think it's a bunch of 8-year-olds programming that stuff? Okay.
The God of War 3 demo for PS3 will be included on the District 9 Blu-ray, which will be released on December 29th.
That's just so weird. I saw a picture, speaking of District 9, I saw a picture of the cast from the A-Team movie.
Uh-huh.
And he looks totally different.
Yeah.
He almost looked a little like Bradley Cooper, which was weird.
Yeah.
Did you notice that too?
You know that Bradley Cooper's in that picture, right?
I know, but he almost looked. He almost looked.
You know that was Bradley Cooper.
No, but I mean, it was like he was on both sides of the picture.
Right. Yeah.
It was weird. Don't you think he looked a little like him in that picture?
A little.
He has that same kind of look to him.
Yeah, he looked. I mean, it didn't look like a natural look for him. Like you could tell he was wearing a wig and didn't look like a wig.
Bradley Cooper or Charlton Copley?
The other guy.
Charlton Copley.
Yeah.
Okay.
That guy, he's got to change his name.
And who's playing Hannibal Smith?
Is that Mr. T character?
No, the other one. George Peppard played.
Liam Neeson.
Yeah, that
who
seems
completely
like,
different in
that
picture.
Seems like very strange casting to me.
Yeah.
Because George
Peppard.
But that
just might work, though.
I don't know. George Peppard had a very, like, very self-confident but still calm demeanor to him. And
I know that Liam Neeson is a professional actor, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. I saw the first 3 Star Wars prequels, so I wasn't really aware of that. I apologize.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Okay.
Roger Daltrey has revealed that a Who rock band is in the works. No word yet on whether it'll be a standalone game or just a track pack for existing rock band
games. When are they doing Buckner and Garcia?
Very soon, I'm sure.
For those of you who don't know, they did the Pac-Man Fever album.
And for those of you who did know, you should be ashamed of yourselves.
Hey.
Nintendo,
some good songs on that album.
Oh, you added some stuff here. Nintendo has posted a drop in revenue of 52% versus last year.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
They didn't lose money, but they made 52% less than they did last year. Well, you know, it's like I think everyone who wanted a Wii got one, basically.
Right.
You know, for the most part. And then I talked about the Left 4 Dead 2 demo already.
You know, actually, I saw this news bit and I wasn't even going to include it, but we'll mention it. The Nokia N-Gage gaming platform is dead.
Again. They've killed it off so many times. Why bother bringing it back? Nobody's going to develop anything good for it. It's a waste of time.
Who has one? Do you know anyone who has one?
I do not. Although I remember when I first got a phone through T-Mobile a couple of years ago, the guy at T-Mobile was trying to convince me that the iPhone was never going to catch on because the like N95 kind of platform, like that whole thing, was so good. And that was the smartphone that
let's have him on the show.
Rule them all.
Let's bring him in.
I think he may have killed himself by now.
That's a terrible thing to say.
I'm just kidding.
And lastly, Japan is getting the DSi LL later this month. This month, which is a bigger version of DSi, but still not widescreen.
What's the point of that?
What?
Is it for old people?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
Like large text type.
Exactly. So that's pretty much it for video games, and unless you have anything else.
I may. Hold on one
Oh, really?
Second.
We got breaking news? Do we have breaking video game news?
No, we don't. I want to see how much you can get an N-Gage on eBay for.
Oh, okay.
$100. Found it. $100.
Oh, sorry. I was in the middle of a verse. I didn't want to stop. All right, Cole. We'll be back in a minute to talk about TV. Okay, we're back, and it's time to talk about TV, a.k.a. television.
Okay, let's talk. What are you waiting for?
You. I was waiting for you.
You know, it's hard because, you know, we're doing this a little late, so I don't really remember these shows as vividly as we normally do.
Well, The Office was, the two main stories were that Jim and Michael went on a sales call that Jim thought he should have been going to by himself.
Right.
And the place that they went to had a koi pond in the lobby, and Michael fell in.
Right.
And so it was everyone, and the security camera video was somehow put up on YouTube, and so now everyone was watching it, making fun of him for it. And then it was revealed at the end that Jim could have saved him from falling in.
But he moved out of the way.
Yeah,
I have to say, this episode wasn't one of my favorites.
It was not great.
No.
Especially because the last...
I mean, it's been so strong this season that I'll forgive it.
It was pretty weak. And then the subplot was that then Pam and Andy were going on sales calls together because they had the lowest sales. So they had to do the cold calling.
Yeah. There was a creepiness to that.
There was a super creepiness to it because what happened was people kept assuming that they were a couple because she was pregnant. And so by the end, they just started to roll with it because they figured it would help their sales. And so then Andy was doing things like kissing her belly and feeling it to feel the baby kick and all this creepy stuff. But what really bugged me about that, because it's been so strong lately, the show, why did the writers write the episode so that everyone assumed they were a couple? I can't tell you how many times a guy and a girl have walked into my office trying to sell me something on a cold call, usually a copier. I would never assume that they were a couple in a million years.
Right.
It made no sense whatsoever. And it was every single place they went to.
Right.
That was just dumb.
Yeah, that wasn't one of my favorite episodes.
And there was something else that bugged me about it. There was something that Jim did that was a very Michael thing to do. And now I can't remember what it was. But yeah, it was just whatever. It was pretty lame compared to the past few before that. Flash Forward was pretty great.
It was great. That was my favorite episode so far.
Yeah, I think I liked the previous two better.
I just felt. Remember how you were saying a few episodes ago how
felt kind of epic,
right? I felt that way about this one. This is the first time I felt that.
Yeah. Well, we got to see Dominic Monaghan's character Simon,
really, for the first time. Yeah.
You know, he's always good.
Didn't you think the part where he was having sex with the girl,
who played Daphne from True Blood?
Didn't you think it was a little racy that they showed with her leg up like that?
Yeah.
I wasn't like offended by it, but I was shocked that they showed it. Like
I was
that.
Into it. I wanted her to try that on me. I'm just saying.
Okay.
What?
I'm just saying, TV's come a long way.
Yeah, it really has. And I, you know, I thought it was a little unclear because what happened was that he, you know, they were flirting together. He told her they were on a train and he told her that he knew why the flash forwards happened.
Right.
And so they're flirting. He gets her to go back to his room with him. They're screwing around. And then she asks him what he saw. And he tells her that he saw himself killing another man and that it was awesome.
Right.
And then they kind of cut away after that. So it was sort of ambiguous as to whether or not he killed her. I thought.
Yeah, I didn't get
because
that.
They didn't really show anything happen right. after that, right?
Right.
But I mean, if you think about it, if you're fooling around with somebody who you just met like half an hour ago, and then you reveal to that person that you, you know, saw yourself in the future killing a man and you were into it, either you're gonna kill the chick you're with, or it's gonna be the most awkward sex ever.
Yes.
One or, of the two. Or what?
C.
Which is
maybe. Maybe it,
okay. If you're gonna add, a choice onto the multiple choice questions, make sure it's a good one.
Keep it family friendly. Or maybe she liked it.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know where you're going. I don't know where you're going with this.
Dominatrix sadomasochism.
Yeah,
yeah. Let's move on.
They didn't show anything like that. But anyway, so we also see. Well, there was some weird stuff because. Janice, the woman, the lesbian.
Right.
You know, she was attacked at the same time that they were attacked in D.C.
Right.
And we see her recovering and going through surgery and stuff like that in the hospital. And what was strange is, you know, in her flash forward, she sees herself having a sonogram because she's pregnant. But they did some surgery then towards the end of the episode.
Where she won't be able to get pregnant.
Or they said the chances are very slim.
Right.
Now... It wasn't in the episode, but it was in the previews for next week, for, you know, this week, that the whole thing with, I can't remember, what's the AA sponsor's name?
I don't know.
Yeah. But, you know, that guy.
Ben Kenobi.
Obi-Wan, right.
Right.
That
I say that because it was a Halloween episode.
And he was dressed up as Obi-Wan, right. And there was something that happened in the scenes from next week where it seems like there is more than what we know is going on with regard to his daughter.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, which looks good.
But the big thing of the episode
is the man that Olivia sees herself with in her flash forward has something to do with Dominic Monaghan's character.
Which we already knew from the previous week.
Right. No, we knew from the preview from the previous week.
No. In the previous week, at the end of the episode, he gets a phone call.
Oh,
and
right.
It's Simon, right. And he says, you know, I've been a little busy. And he's like, well, you know, you got to talk to us. You can't avoid us forever. In that way that he talks.
Well, we know that he also is...
Pacifist and Chips Knight. Oh, wait, that's two different
The Flash.
Cultures.
What are you doing? What is that you're doing?
I'm working on my skills.
But we know that he's in on whatever caused the
Yeah,
flash
well,
forward,
I mean, they basically...
Knows.
Right, because he gets in his car. What's his name?
I don't know his name.
The dad's name. Slocum? No. Silicone? No.
Procol Harum?
Oldsby? No.
No. We'll never get it this way. Do I need to look it
Silestone?
Up? Is it that important?
No. Yeah, we need to know now. Because now I've come up with four, count them four, ridiculous names that are not valid. So you need to find it. Hey, that show doesn't really have credits, does it? There's really no intro. There's no opening music. There's no intro, right?
Right.
It just kind of starts. Just like Lost. Simcoe. See, I was close. I was sort of dancing around it. So anyway, Lloyd Simcoe gets into his car, and Simon is in the back seat, and he says...
is a lesson right there to
lock your doors
at all times. Yeah.
Lock your doors. Park in a well-lit structure of some sort, preferably with a gated armed guard.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Which is always an option.
Right. At a hospital. So, you know, Simon's in the back seat and Simon says, hey, how come you didn't call me? And Lloyd Simcoe says, I'm sorry, but I've been a little bit busy. And then he, you know, basically Simon says, oh, see how they're working that? Simon says something about how they've got to do something. And Simcoe says, our little experiment killed 20 million people. What more do you want? So now, you know, he's directly involved with it.
Right.
Yeah. That was cool. That was a cool moment.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what they showed for next week.
The part about the guy's daughter.
The part about the guy's daughter, yeah, that was basically it, I think. But, you know, there was also this great moment where the son with autism,
right, goes
gets
to
on
the
a
house.
Bus and goes to, I don't even know the main guy's name. That's terrible.
Mark.
Last name?
Benford.
Benford, thank you. He goes to the Benford's house, and so they all end up there. So Lloyd ends up there.
That was a great moment.
That was a great moment because now, you know, now
the, as soon
now
as he
the,
walked
now the
in,
husband
he
and the future
the
husband.
House.
Right. Right. So now they all know. It's all out in the open. It's right. all on the table. And it was great, too, when they were fighting about it. And Mark, you know, is giving her a hard time. And then he reveals to her, finally, I'm so glad they didn't drag this out more, that he was drinking in his flash forward. And so she's mad at him. And he's like, hey, you're getting mad at me for something I haven't even done yet. And she throws it back in his face like, and what have you been doing to me for the last half hour? Right. That was great. But yes, absolutely a masterclass in overacting this week.
It really was. And it keeps getting
it's
worse,
it's worse
or better.
It's worse and worse. I don't know who to blame. Is it the actors? Is it the directors?
I don't know
what's going on, but it's laughable.
It really is.
It's so laughable. It's just everything is over-dramatized on that show.
You know, I think they, and I don't know if you'll agree with me or disagree with me, but I think they went to the 24 school of overacting, because 24 does that a lot too.
Damn it, I need more time. But at least it's, yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah,
but you know, I never really noticed it on 24. Like on 24, it seems more like character quirks than
anything
else. Well,
on 24, because everything it seems a little more urgent.
Not only that, but
show.
Not only that, but on 24, a lot of people are very calm because there's always so much subterfuge going on that people are always like talking in the shadows. So even if it's a little overacted by, you know, a third of the cast in any given episode, the rest of the cast is very subtle and subdued.
Yeah, but those aren't the main characters who are usually the main character. I mean, of course, Jack Bauer, but Chloe, come on.
Yeah, but that's her character.
Yeah, but I mean, you know? Sometimes it's a little, like, too much.
I think the past season, I was the most disappointed with Cherry Jones.
I didn't even see the last season.
Oh, you should watch it. It was good. It was good.
Can't do anything I don't want to
do.
What? Nothing. You're not the boss of me.
Okay. Make everything about you, why don't you? And then Modern Family, another great episode.
Yeah, I saw it so long ago.
Well, the main storylines were Mitchell and Cameron had to take Lily to the hospital because Cameron tried to finally get Mitchell to like be a little, you know, have fun with the baby for a change. And so he's like dancing around with her and hits her head on a door jamb.
Right.
And so they take her to the hospital and the doctor is Asian. And so Cameron is totally overcompensating for the fact that she's Asian, talking about how, you know, her heritage and culture is very important to them. And, you know, we've hung a lot of art, mostly Asian art, in her bedroom. And there's this great place by our house that serves a really good pho. Is it pho? And she's like, I don't know. I'm from Denver. We don't have a lot of pho there. So is that? That was one storyline. And then another one was that Manny wanted to wear his poncho to school.
And bring his pan flute.
And bring his pan flute. And so his mom was okay with him wearing the poncho, even though Al. What's his name? Jay.
Right, Jay.
Jay kept making fun of him for it. But then once he whipped out the pan flute, she's like, break the flute. Break the flute. And then she like tells some story about how these like kids got beat up for it.
I love that whatever we're talking about, you find a way to use an accent.
Well, you know, I like to keep it real. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So so that was funny. And then the third storyline was that Phil told Claire that he was faster than her, even though she runs every day.
Right.
And so they had a race, and, you know, there was no way he was going to win because she runs
she
every day.
She let him win.
And she let him win just to, you know, to have a win that day. Because his kids were all making fun of him as usual and stuff. And then she saw his World's Best Dad t-shirt, which, again, total Michael Scott moment. You know, come on, he's got the World's Best Boss
right
on his desk, you know, the mug, and they show it all the time.
Right.
And so she let him win just so that he wouldn't be a total loser.
Yeah. Another great episode.
It was. Very funny. Okay, so I have to talk about Stargate Universe. It's very strange because I'm kind of enjoying...
Is there a bad guy yet?
No, there's no bad guy. It's driving me
nuts.
Not
where you're going with
it's
this.
Driving... Yes. Yes, and in fact, I saw Stritch online the other night. You know, we were both playing World of Warcraft at the same time.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, all right, I got to go. We're going to go watch SGU. So I'll be curious to hear, Stritch, what you think of the fact. I know you're enjoying it, but come on, there's no bad guy.
Yeah.
There's no bad guy. It's just every week. Here's the problem. The Stargate is supposed to be a doorway to adventure, okay? It's not supposed to be a doorway to a gas station, which is all it's been so far, because the only time they use it is to go someplace to refill water or air or fuel or something. It's like, what? And they can't even control it.
Right.
The ship is on, the ship that they're on is on autopilot, and it just stops whenever.
So what's happening in these?
Nothing. It's just like people, it's like infighting and people having sex in dark hallways and them trying to figure out if Robert Carlyle's character is like crazy or sinister or just a, you know, difficult genius or whatever.
And how many episodes have been so far?
Like five.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing. Now, there is one thing. On the second episode, you know, after the pilot, there was, they were on this planet looking for something, you know, they were at the gas station, and there was this little cloud of sand, what looked like sand, that was following one of the guys, and it kind of formed into the shape of somebody, and then it made him have a, like a vision of some stuff that happened previously in his life, and apparently this cloud of stuff followed him back to the ship, because people were starting to see it in on the ship. And so, and it kind of forms into the shape of whoever is, you know, encountering it.
Right.
But other than that, it doesn't really interact with them. Now, one of the guys got a little afraid and opened fire on it. And then the cloud like enveloped him and like ripped off all his skin and killed him, which was kind of cool. But other than that, we don't know anything about it or what its intent is or anything like that. They tried to blow it out of an airlock kind of thing, but that didn't work. Yeah. And so then they put it in a can and sent it through the Stargate before the ship went back into hyperdrive, which they're not even controlling because it's on autopilot.
Sounds very exciting.
I just don't get it. I don't get what they're doing.
So how much longer do you think you'll hold on?
I don't know.
What night is this on?
Fridays.
Okay.
Friday night. The night of death. For television.
Yeah, that's not a great night for television.
No, it's not a great night. No. It's okay. We're going into winter. It's all right.
No Glee this week.
No, that was a bummer.
There's no Glee.
There was no Glee because there was no Glee.
Right.
And, you know, it's really funny because, you know, a few people have made fun of me for watching that show.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, my defense is that, well, first of all, the music is pretty good and sometimes really good. And that it's just...
It's a fun show.
It's a feel-good show. It really makes you happy watching the show. And then there was that big cover story in Entertainment Weekly where all these people were saying the same thing, that they can't believe how successful it's been, and that the reason they think is because it just makes people feel happy after they watch it. And I think that's great. I mean, there are very few shows that are like that.
I don't know if we talked about this last week, but in that article it was saying how like a lot of big music stars have become big fans, and Madonna like gave them the right to use her entire catalog.
Right.
So they're going to do one episode with just Madonna music. But some of the people that turned them down, Bryan Adams.
Bryan Adams, exactly. What? Really? You got so much going on these days that you can't let a TV show use your music?
And make some money. I mean, you can make some money by letting him use
And then who
music.
Was the other one? Bryan Adams?
Coldplay.
Oh, I don't really care about that. Well, not that I care about Bryan Adams. I don't even want to hear him singing any of the songs anymore.
Coldplay, I mean, Coldplay, you know, has a little bit of self-righteousness, and so whatever their reason is. But I don't know. They think they're the next U2. I'm not a fan either.
I didn't even like the last U2.
But Bryan Adams, he hasn't had a hit in like 20 years.
That's ridiculous.
You know, at least get yourself back out, you know, open up people to your music.
That would literally be like Buckner and Garcia saying no.
Well, I don't know about that. On to miscellaneous?
Yeah, on to miscellaneous.
Okay. Fox has released the first official promo trailer for 24 Day 8.
Ooh.
The trailer does not feature new cast members Katie Sackhoff or Freddie Prinze Jr., but does feature the return of Kim.
Really?
No. Not in a bear trap.
Wait a minute. Oh, his daughter. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. I was thinking of somebody else.
Kim
Raver? We knew she was coming back, though.
Were you thinking Kim Raver?
I was. Is that the woman who played his love interest? Yeah. Because she's on another TV show, right?
She is, isn't she? Yeah. No, she was. It was canceled.
Oh, was
she was on that Lipstick Jungle.
Oh, right. Shield. Lipstick Mafia.
Not Mafia.
So, you know, what's interesting is Day 7 didn't really, like, have an ending. You know how they've all had an ending, and then at the beginning of each season...
to something that's going to happen?
Right. Well, this didn't really have an ending. I mean, it just...
It left you on a cliffhanger?
Yeah. It was the first time they've ever done that.
That's terrible.
Yeah, they left you with Jack dying.
Well, now there's no need to watch it. The new season premieres January 17th.
Wow. And that's probably right around the time Idol starts again. Yes. January is a good month for TV.
Yes.
Just for those two
and
things.
And birthdays is a great month for birthdays.
I think it's a terrible month for birthdays.
You know, it really is because it's too close to Christmas.
Did you get screwed on that when you were a kid?
Every year.
Really?
Yeah.
You know,
and it's a good, like, almost 3 weeks after Christmas.
You know, Mike, you know, my friend Mike,
uh-huh.
his wife, her birthday is right before Christmas. And they've been married for a long time, and he, for many years, made the mistake of giving her combo presents. Till a few years ago, she told him that she didn't want that anymore.
Right. No, when you say combo presents, you mean like those
like here's
pretzel,
a present,
like those pretzels,
no,
the cheese
not peanut
pretzels.
Butter and pretzels. I mean, just like here's one gift for your birthday and Christmas.
Yeah, no,
that's a terrible
get the
thing.
Same thing.
You can't do that because Christmas applies to everyone. A birthday is your special day,
not the Jews.
Well, it's a pagan holiday. Everyone's welcome. Really, if you think about it.
William Atherton of Die Hard and Ghostbusters fame will join the cast of Lost for the series
really?
Final season.
He's yeah. very funny.
I find him annoying.
But that's the part he plays.
I know.
He's supposed to be annoying.
Yeah, and I'm sure he will be on
you
this.
Know, it'll be really interesting because he's a person not, like you're saying, and this is probably why you're saying he's annoying, not known for his subtlety. So it'll be
right.
interesting to see what kind of performance they get out of him. I always like to see that. I always like to see, you know, casting against type and it being successful.
Right.
So it'll be really interesting to see what kind of character he plays.
In other Lost news, Elizabeth Mitchell, who played Juliet on Lost,
uh-huh.
says she will be back for the final season, even though Juliet is, in fact, dead.
Wow.
So I'm
That's
sure
tricky.
It'll be flashbacks.
Ooh. Ooh, what's the next one?
Oh, you didn't know this?
Oh.
NBC has pulled the plug on Trauma, which will result in the early return of Chuck. The series, which was to return in March, will now be partnered with Heroes on Monday nights in January.
I am very excited about that. Oh, I cannot
wait. Originally,
January is going to be a great month for television.
They'd originally ordered 13 episodes, and now they've added another 6.
Really? Yeah. Oh, that's such good news. So I'm so excited.
No, I like your excitement about it. See, it's good to not read these.
I know. That's why I didn't. That's why I don't read it.
NBC has ordered full seasons of Community, Parks and Recreation, which I really have to revisit.
You know,
I heard it's really funny.
I read something that somebody wrote that said that they did not like the first season at all, but this season it's been really good.
And apparently what they did, and this was my biggest problem with it, well, other than I didn't think it was terribly funny. I mean, I guess that would be the main problem.
Yeah, considering it's a comedy.
But her character was just so stupid that it was like, they tried to make her like Michael Scott,
yeah.
but it didn't work.
How many TV shows are going to do that?
Well, isn't that what TV is? I mean, one thing is a hit and then they, you know,
yeah,
copy
so.
It like 100 times.
I guess.
But,
so.
But now they've made her more witty and not so stupid and more like clever.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
I really have to revisit that. But so full seasons of Community, Parks and Recreation and Mercy. I forgot to say Mercy, which
I
used
know what
to
that
confuse
is.
With Trauma. I think it's
is another,
like another ER
hospital
type.
Show.
Yeah.
Who watches these shows?
ER was on for 14 years.
I saw about a quarter of one episode of ER, and that was enough to know that I never wanted to see it again. Every episode is, I'm sure, entirely depressing, completely melodramatic. I don't understand why people like those shows.
I don't know.
It's about people getting sick and dying.
Who are we to question people's tastes and interests?
Hosts of an entertainment podcast.
Okay.
So there you go.
Top Chef has created another spinoff with Top Chef Desserts, which will feature pastry chefs. I think that'll be good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting.
Because you know they're going to do stuff like they do. Like,
but is it going to be a regular series or just like a one-off thing like Masters?
No. Regular series.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That seems like a lot of focus on dessert.
It does. Because I don't see where there would be a lot of variety in their challenges. But I'm sure they'll do like cake decorating and like.
Yeah. Hey, Stephanie, maybe your sister should try out for that. Stephanie's sister is a pastry chef.
Huh. In fact, I think they just started doing like.
Are they
auditions.
Casting in Chicago?
You know what? We'll research and we'll get that information.
Take a note of this. Could be something big.
V debuts this week.
Yeah, oh, I'm very excited. Tomorrow night.
Yeah,
tomorrow night,
I
cannot
wait.
Very excited.
All the stuff they've been showing looks great.
Very excited.
Looks great. And I've been reading some reviews of it. It's got nothing but great reviews, and they say it's just packed with action. And emotion.
Thank you.
That's what you were waiting for, wasn't
it? It was what I was waiting for. And, you know, really any opportunity to watch Marina Baccarin on TV, or anywhere for that
Who's
matter.
That?
The head alien. She was in Firefly, and she was also in the last couple seasons of Stargate.
Right.
She's just so stunningly beautiful.
Right. I do hope that Scott Wolf gets killed off in the first episode. But
I don't think that's going to happen since I think he's a main character. Why do you not like him? What's he from that you don't like him?
He seems squirrely.
Was he on Silk Stockings? Can you look that up?
No, that was the other guy, Peter Facinelli, wasn't it? No. No, not
Peter Facinelli.
It was the guy from Melrose Place.
No. I'm not talking about the main guy, but I think he played the love interest of somebody on a number, like a recurring character. I want to say it was him.
also known as Scotty Wolf. It says here on IMDb.
I think that's a particular breed of Teen Wolf. The Scotty Wolf.
Here we go. Oh, he's my age. Wow. I wouldn't have thought he was that old.
Are you saying he looks good for his age?
Well, I'm saying that he didn't seem that old.
Control F. Just do Control F. Control F.
What?
Control F.
What are you?
You're on his IMDb page, right?
Yeah, it's not there.
Hit Control F.
I'm just
hit
you,
Control F. And type in the word silk and see if it comes up. You people know how to search through a web page of the camp. Okay.
No matches found.
I'm just saying.
But I
helpful
knew that
hints
because I had searched the old fashioned way.
Visually?
Yeah.
Doesn't he have like 100 entries?
No. Actually, he only has
32. Are you using your trackpad or do you have a mouse over there?
Using a little thing.
Trackpad?
No, I don't use the mouse.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't stand trackpads. Hate them. Which is also the South Side way of saying Adam. Hate him. yes,
but, you know,
so
it says
V.
Here, it mentions V. I mean, I don't know how often they update this with shows.
Well, you know, they're self-updated. Each person updates their own IMDb page.
I know, but my point is, it mentions V, but it says he's only in two episodes. Now, do they? Is it?
That could be why. It could be because they don't want to reveal what's coming.
Okay,
you know what I mean.
Okay.
Because if you are, if you're going to do a show where you're killing people off,
right.
You know, don't want to.
That makes sense.
Right.
He was in a movie called Rubbing Charlie. So there you go. Moving on.
Was Big Gay Tony in that?
hey, no laughter from the peanut gallery over there. That's it. That's all we got for TV.
That's all?
Yep.
It seems like there should be more going on with television, doesn't it? In this day
and
age?
Are you saying I didn't put enough in the outline? No, is that what you're saying?
No, I'm definitely not saying that. No, all right, cool. Well, we will be back in a minute then to talk about movies. Okay, we're back and it's time to talk about movies. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I still have not seen anything. I did not do my homework.
You did have homework. But yes. I know you had circumstances.
Okay. I did have circumstances.
I did do my homework, okay. And I watched Drag Me to Hell on Blu-ray, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. Now, I'm not a huge horror movie fan,
right?
But this was done really well, and it was like, it's weird. Some of it was just so ridiculous. I mean, some of the gore and the stuff that they just did it for like shock value.
Right.
But to the point where it was kind of funny.
Almost humorous.
But
yeah.
It worked.
Right.
I mean, not that I was laughing like, oh, that's so ridiculous. I can't believe that. I mean, that's what they were going for.
Right.
They wanted you to kind of laugh at it.
Sure.
And it worked.
Yeah.
My only issue with the movie, because it was great and there were parts where I kind of jumped.
Yeah.
My only issue with it, I would have liked if there was some kind of surprise in it. There was no real, like...
Like in terms of plot twist, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There wasn't.
You kind of saw where it was going and it kind of went
there. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's disappointing.
But it was acted great. Alison Lohman is
she's a great actress.
She was really good in it.
Yeah, she's really good.
Who's the guy from the Mac ads? He was in it.
Justin Long?
Yeah. I don't know that I'm a big fan of his.
Really? You didn't like him in Die Hard?
No.
I thought he's pretty good in that.
A little whiny boy.
Yeah.
I was going to say something worse.
Wow.
It's
rude.
But I liked it. I Drag Me to Hell was great. There's one fight scene with Alison Lohman and a really old lady in it. And it's intense and it's really cool.
Yeah.
And they just do some like crazy stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Ways that.
Is it what genre? Is it monster, zombie, demon?
It has a little possession element to
it.
I mean, she's. Alison Lohman gets cursed.
Okay.
I mean, I can kind of tell some of the story. Like I said, there's no real plot twist to it, so I'm not giving anything away by just telling stories about. She works at a bank, and she's trying to get a promotion to be, like, assistant manager of the bank or something. And she's up against this other guy who's total suck-up.
Yeah.
So this old lady comes in who has some kind of, like, supernatural, you know, she's in touch with supernatural world.
Yeah.
And they want to foreclose on her house, and, you know, she keeps wanting an extension. Even though it looks like, you know, she's not going to be able to pay. So Alison Lohman feels sorry for her and wants to give her the extension, but she's afraid she'll lose her, you know, promotion if she does. So she doesn't give her the extension. So this lady puts a curse on her.
Okay.
And so a lot of like almost like Exorcist elements to it through the movie. And but it's good. I mean,
was the woman in touch with the paranormal world? Was she played by Patricia Arquette? Because that would be a cool crossover.
No, and it would not have been cool.
Oh.
No.
You don't like Patricia Arquette.
I don't like Patricia Arquette. You know, I liked her in True Romance, but that's about it.
Yeah. She's really...
I prefer Rosanna Arquette.
She's really...
You don't like her? I love Rosanna Arquette.
You know, all you want to do when you wake up in the morning is see her eyes. Rosanna.
Oh, I'm like, what? I got it.
Finally. No, you know, I really think you should give Medium a chance. I mean...
No, you can't make me do anything I don't want to do.
No, I can't make you do it. What I'm saying is you should give it a chance because it is actually a very well-acted show. Yeah. It's extremely well-written. It's very well-acted. The relationship between her and her husband, played by Jake Weber, one of the best...
Jake Weber, that sounds familiar.
One of the best TV couples I've ever seen. And I don't mean that, you know...
What about Lucy and Ricky?
Okay. Aside from Tom and Jerry and the other things that you're going to throw at me... No, it's a very realistic relationship.
1B or 2B?
1, I believe. I'm sure you'll recognize him. From his role as the guy on the payphone in the Pelican Brief.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's been in a lot of stuff that I recognize, but I don't really recognize him by his picture.
Really?
Yeah.
But It's a really good show. It's a really good show. And they do some very clever storylines, too.
Okay.
And it's kind of neat because it's based on a real person, you know?
Yeah. I'm not going to watch it. So you got nothing else in movies?
I am calling on our listeners who like to do so to make fun of Tony for his adamantness about not watching stuff that
again.
He doesn't already watch.
Yes. Again, yeah. Please.
Please don't call me a crackhead.
Should we move to miscellaneous or do...
What? No, yeah, I don't have anything. I told you
okay.
that.
Okay. I just wanted you to say it again. Robert Zemeckis told MTV last week that the original Roger Rabbit screenwriters are currently writing a sequel.
Really?
Yeah.
Is Steven Spielberg going to be involved?
I don't know.
Did it say or do you just...
It did not say.
Oh, okay. I don't know how I feel about
that. I don't
that.
Either.
Because,
you
know...
It was great for that time.
And part of the point of the movie was to show that that could be done. We already know
right.
it can be done now. Why do we...
And so much more can be done. So...
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, unless it's going to be in 3D and unless I'm actually like going to get paint on me while I'm watching it, I don't know really if there's a point to it.
Right. I agree.
I mean, what's his name's not going to do it?
Bob Hoskins?
Yeah.
Why?
Didn't he already say he would never do a sequel?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, but he probably said that 20 years ago.
Yeah.
He hasn't really done a lot since then, has he? I mean, that's propelled him further.
No. I mean, he's a big deal in England, I think.
Yeah.
A bigger deal, I should say.
Right.
You know. That just seems really weird. That seems like a very strange decision.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Charlize Theron. Is that how you say it? Theron?
I say Theron.
Charlize Theron and Tom Hardy have been signed to star in the new Mad Max movie.
Who's Tom Hardy?
You know, I didn't know who he was either. I looked him up and now I forgot. He's British, I think, or Australian.
Is he British?
Hello.
Hello, Guvna.
He was in the movie Layer Cake.
Never saw it. Although, I will say, my friend Megan, who just stopped by before we started the podcast, tells me that I should watch that movie.
That's a great movie.
Yeah. And Daniel Craig is in it, right?
Huh?
Daniel Craig.
Yeah, he stars in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Talk about plot. That movie is nothing but plot twists.
Really?
It's awesome.
Like, kind of like Usual Suspects in that sense?
Are
you a
fan
of Usual Suspects?
Yes, I am. Okay. I am. Yeah, but no, here's the difference. In Usual Suspects, all the plot twists kind of come out at the end. Here it's plot twists that, like, the story just goes
right.
in every direction because, like, all of a sudden it just shifts another, you know, way.
Right.
It's great.
Is it a difficult movie to watch or no?
Difficult.
I mean, is it, like, one of those movies that's very depraved or no?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I
know
this.
Who looks great in it is Sienna Miller. Naked.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I don't.
You're not a fan of hers?
Yeah, she's good in G.I. Joe.
No. She's great in this movie.
I'll tell you right now, I'd rather see Rachel Nichols naked than Sienna Miller.
Yeah, well, they don't give you a choice in this movie. It's
really?
Just
there's
her.
No alternate endings on the Blu-ray or anything like that?
No. So I'm guessing
this
guy is
I just
want
to say to J.J. Abrams, if you're going to put Rachel Nichols in the next Star Trek movie as a green alien again, please make her be naked. Yeah. Please.
Green boobies.
Please.
Right. Yeah,
let's move on.
This guy's done nothing but like British stuff, like TV and.
Oh, well, then it doesn't count.
But I'm trying to find.
It's just a tiny little island.
You would have seen. I don't recognize anything you would have seen.
But by the way, did you see the Great Pumpkin on Halloween?
No.
Did he come to your neighborhood? No?
No.
No gifts?
I'm an adult.
Okay. What does that mean? No gifts for you?
No.
We had approximately zero trick-or-treaters this year.
Really?
Zero. None.
Well, because you're the creepy guy on the block.
Not at all.
Don't bring the kids
to his house. In fact, I can name the creepy guy on the block, and it's not me.
Maybe you shouldn't name him.
No, I'm not going to, because he's that creepy where I fear for my life if I say anything.
The new Mad Max movie. Did you like Mad Max movies?
Yeah, you know, whatever.
There's no word on Mel Gibson.
He's missing? What do you mean there's no word on him?
I would assume at this point, I would hope at this point, people just find him to be a liability. I hate Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson before America hated Mel Gibson.
You didn't like him in Lethal Weapon?
No.
Really?
I don't like those movies.
Oh my God, the first two Lethal Weapon movies were fantastic.
I just can't stomach him. But you know what movie I didn't mind that he was in was Ransom.
What about Signs? That was a great movie. I think that's, what's his name, Rapunzel or Rumpelstiltskin's best movie.
Shamalama Ding Dong?
Him, yeah, right. No, of course I know him. His name. I was just making a joke. Yeah, I think Signs is probably M. Night Shyamalan's best movie.
I think Sixth Sense is better.
Sixth Sense is so full of holes once you've seen it. There is no possible way he couldn't. What, are you telling me he spent 2 years with nobody ever answering him in a conversation and didn't figure out that he was dead? Was that the first time he took a shower at the end of the movie? In 2 years, he didn't take a shower and see the big hole in his chest? Right. It was so stupid.
I liked it.
It's stupid.
I'm moving on. Columbia Pictures.
But wait, I'm not done. Because what were we talking about?
Mad Max movies. Do
yeah,
you like them?
No, I don't know. Because I thought the first one was okay, I guess. Yeah. In spite of the fact that the first one, all of Mel Gibson's dialogue was dubbed in afterward by a different actor, as far as I know.
Oh, because you wouldn't have understood it.
Right. And the next
one, Road Warrior,
I thought was pretty good.
I love that movie.
Road Warrior, but it was okay. It wasn't like...
Oh, I thought it was great.
And then Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome,
Ridiculous.
Come on.
We don't need another hero.
We don't. Especially one that looks like that and eats onions with Ed Grimley.
Okay, moving on.
Okay.
What?
Do you remember the episode of Saturday Night Live where they did Ed Grimley, where Martin Short did Ed Grimley and Tina Turner was the musical guest and he was like in love with her from afar?
Yeah.
So he invites her over. And the only thing he's got in his refrigerator is onions. Onions! Why do I have so many onions? Any of you remember that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Columbia Pictures has hired Tropic Thunder screenwriter Eaton, maybe? Etan? Cohen to pen the next Men in Black
your
movie.
Notes.
Next Men in Black movie.
Was there a Men in Black 2?
Yes.
I don't even remember it. What happened in that?
I hate those movies.
You know what's the biggest problem with those movies?
Will Smith.
No, not Will Smith. The biggest problem with those movies is that they did not take themselves seriously at all. The whole thing was just too light and fluffy.
There's
so much potential for that kind of a movie.
Every single line out of Will Smith's mouth is one of those snarky remarks that, it's the reason I didn't like him for so long.
I know.
I don't really dislike him anymore, but I can't watch those movies.
They're bad. They're not good movies. They're just, I don't know. I get very annoyed when people take a concept like that has so much potential and then they waste it on nothing.
Barry Sonnenfeld.
Nothing.
Barry Sonnenfeld.
Although, a nice little cameo by Tony Shalhoub in that movie.
Shalhoub.
Yeah. Tony Shalhoub, another great actor, by the way. Yeah. Have you ever seen Monk?
No.
He's absolutely hilarious.
You can't watch anything.
God.
No, that
baby.
Actually, I hear
you're
it's
such
good.
A baby. It's a great show. It's a great show.
But not today. Anthony Hopkins will play Norse god Odin in the Marvel Comics movie Thor.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And? That's it? That's all you got? Okay. Hugh Jackman says that he will not host the next Oscars ceremony.
Hey, did you hear the rumor about him?
No.
I heard a rumor that he's got a huge Jackman. I don't know what that means.
He states that he doesn't feel right hosting 2 years in a row, and after his current run on Broadway, he has movie projects he'll be concentrating on.
So there you go.
Got nothing to say about that either.
You know, I thought he did a fine job.
He did an excellent job.
And I thought they did a pretty good job, writing for him as the host.
Right.
It was one of the least obnoxious Oscars.
Right.
I'd
It'll be
in a
interesting
while.
To see if they go back to the old, you know, having a stand-up comic do it.
Yeah.
Or if, you know, they'll find another actor who's also a great
showman
to do it.
Do you think they'll maybe they should have the cast of Glee host it? Because they're all performers. Oh, wait, they're not in the movies. But what's going on with Billy Crystal? Has anyone heard from him?
No.
No. I mean, really, what's he done lately for me?
Do you remember my Billy Crystal story? How rude he was?
No.
He's very rude.
Really?
And I used to be a big fan, and then he was rude.
Well, what did he do?
He just was not nice or friendly.
Well, that was my beef with Chris Farley. That's why I never liked him. Because I worked at Second City when he was still at Second City, and he was
I didn't
a
think
jerk.
Chris Farley was funny. I'm not a fan of Chris Farley's.
I never really saw much of what he did, but he was just not a nice
Billy
guy.
Billy Crystal, I will give, you know, I'll give him funny.
Yeah.
But just not friendly.
That's too bad. Well, what happened, though?
He just wasn't friendly. I was friendly to him. He wasn't friendly back.
Like, give me an example. How'd the conversation go?
I was waiting on him. He said,
Mr. Crystal, here's your chicken nuggets.
No, please. No, thank you. Just rude.
Would you like some sauce with that? Would you like ranch?
Where do you think I worked?
At the world's only sit-down McDonald's, apparently.
I'm moving on. Ridley Scott announced...
I thought you worked at the chicken rib plus pizza.
No.
No?
Ridley Scott announced that the Alien prequel that is in the works will take place 30 years before the first film.
Oh. Yes. Is this going to be like Alien Babies? Like there'll be a little baby Ripley, little baby aliens?
I do not know.
I'm making little tiny baby gestures with my hands.
Yeah.
This, International Sign Language symbol for babies.
Or breasts.
Honk, honk.
Yeah. Tron Legacy writers Edward Kitsis and Adam Horowitz are going to be writing the script for the Ouija board movie.
Oh. Yes. Is that before or after they're doing the Pet Rock movie?
Right. And let's hope it doesn't open
seriously?
The same day as the Asteroids movie.
Yeah. Oh, God. How would you be able to choose?
Right, exactly.
You know what? I'd probably have to go Asteroids on that one. Because the Ouija board has already been featured as a plot device in several movies and TV shows.
Which board?
Is that what that was about? I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
And either that or just a really nasty telephone operator. It was about one of the two. Yeah. But, you know, Asteroids, when was that the central plot element in anything? Yeah. Even in Asteroids, there wasn't really a whole lot going on there. Is that it?
That's it.
All right, cool. We'll be back in a minute to talk about everything else. Okay, we're back, and it's time to talk about everything else in the old mashup section.
The moosh.
So I am going to do this entire segment as the voice of the blob from the Giggle Snort Hotel.
There's probably like two people who know that is. Was that a local thing?
I don't know. It might have been. Might have been. Not sure. Are you going to look it up?
This is when Wikipedia works
really?
The best. Yeah. You can get started with your...
Oh, okay. The NSA is building an electronic storage facility that will store a yottabyte of electronic communications.
Is that a real word?
Of electronic communications data. As Crunchgear put it, there are 1,000 gigabytes in a terabyte, 1,000 terabytes in a petabyte, 1,000 petabytes in an exabyte, 1,000 exabytes in a zettabyte, and 1,000 zettabytes in a yottabyte. So that's a yotta information right there. Basically, this thing is going to be like the Intersect from Chuck, only real. Which is a little scary, because they're going to record phone calls, and I mean, they're going to store phone calls and, cell phone communications and emails and stuff like that. I mean, think about how much data that is. That is a ton of data.
Yeah, literally.
Well, I'm not really sure that you can weigh the data as such.
If bytes were pounds, it would be tons.
Okay.
It would be a yottaton.
It would be a yotta weight right there in your hand.
Giggle Snort Hotel was a syndicated children's television program.
Based out of?
Does not say.
Well, obviously, it was based out of the Giggle Snort Hotel, but
it was
beyond
syndicated
that.
In 1978, airing in several markets nationwide, as well as Canada, Italy, and Saudi Arabia.
Really? Yeah. There was a big demand for the blob in Saudi Arabia?
Apparently.
Huh. Har, har. What was his name?
Bill Jackson.
No, the dragon.
Dirty Dragon.
Dirty Dragon?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Who was Bill Jackson?
He was the host.
He was?
Yeah.
Did you ever see Marlo and the Magical Movie Machine?
Yes.
I think you're the only other person I know who's ever seen that show.
It wasn't as good as Giggle Snort.
It was a pretty good show, though. They had a lot of cool stuff on there.
Yeah. And then there was Kids Are People, Too.
Yeah, but that was national. Everyone watched that. Do you remember the theme song from Marlo and the Magical Machine? Marlo.
Very scary.
And didn't Marlo kind of remind you a little bit of Gabe Cotter?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can see the resemblance.
Did
you feel bad for him working as the janitor in the basement?
I think he went to jail for pedophilia.
No.
No.
Are you being serious?
No, I'm completely
being serious. Oh, God. Don't say that. That'd be so sad.
He doesn't look like the kind of guy you'd leave your kids with.
Well, he looked like Gabe Cotter. Of course not. Who played Gabe Cotter's wife, by the way? It wasn't Jan Smithers from WKRP, was it?
No, it was...
She looked kind of like her, didn't she?
It was the mom from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
What?
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, it was the mom.
Really?
Yep.
What's the actress's name? You're in front of a computer, just look
it up. I know,
but
I'm looking
up. Why do you complain about every request that comes across the table?
Answering my emails.
Well, you shouldn't be doing that while we're doing the podcast.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, honey.
Really? It was the same person?
Yes. You want to bet?
Who's crunching? Somebody's crunching something.
You want to bet?
What are you eating?
When did we get so far off the rails
here?
You know we're doing a show here.
Oh, that was the biggest goldfish I've ever seen.
You know we're doing
show here. Did you put him in the bathtub for a week? What?
Hey.
Oh,
wow. We're recording.
That's kind of cool. What? Oh, I'm sorry.
Marcia Strassman was her name.
And what else has she done? Just those two
Honey
things?
Honey, Shrunk the Kids.
That's it? Just those two things?
Wow, she's older than my mom.
Wow, she must be so upset. Look at the two people she gets cast to be married to.
She was in four episodes.
Gabe Kaplan and Rick Moranis. Right? Imagine the luck. That's terrible.
She's still working, though.
Yeah.
She was in a movie, Reeker, also known as Dead People 2.
Was she unclean or infected?
She was Rose. She was in a few episodes of Third Watch, a few episodes of Tremors.
Wow. Wait, episodes?
Yeah, it was a TV show.
They made a TV show?
It was on Sci-Fi.
I didn't know that. Yeah. You know, I still have never seen the original film.
It's okay.
Really? It's like a cult classic.
Yeah.
It's not that good?
It's okay. She was on an episode of Baywatch.
You know, one thing I have to say, I'm surprised about you, is that you don't watch as much Sci-Fi as I would think you do, as I would think you would. Based on all the things that you've liked over the years that have been sci-fi.
Like what?
Well, Star Wars.
Yeah.
Is that it? You liked Star Trek movie, right? Didn't
yeah,
you like
it's okay.
Didn't you like sci-fi stuff when we were younger?
Not as much as you did.
Oh.
I like Gattaca. That's sci-fi?
Not really.
Oh, come on, that's sci-fi.
But not really. The story has not its story could
Does
be
it
set.
It doesn't have to be like aliens and stuff to be considered sci-fi.
No, but I mean it's yes, of course it's sci-fi. But it didn't need to be sci-fi to tell that story. You know what I mean?
No, but that's what made the story great, was there was almost a plausibility to it.
Yeah. No, that's a good
within
point.
Within a science.
That's a good point. I like that movie. It's a good movie.
I love that
you
movie.
You know, Ethan Hawke, though, kind of bugs me.
You know what? The thing about Ethan Hawke, though, he doesn't really make, I mean, I'm sure he has, but he doesn't really make bad movies. I'm never really disappointed with an Ethan Hawke movie.
Did you like that one with him and Angelica Jolika?
Which one was that?
The one where he was the ended up being the murderer. Oh, I hope you saw it already.
No need now. I don't think I saw that, no.
Oh. That was a weird movie.
No.
It's all right.
You know we're in the mush. You know we're in the mush mush.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
That means we're allowed to talk about anything. Anything goes. Okay?
And apparently to anyone in the
room
or anyone walking by
now
on
sing,
the street.
Now sing some of Anything Goes from the second Indiana Jones movie.
Let's move on to
in Mandarin, please.
Let's move on to B, please.
You call him Dr. Jones.
You're going to try and hit every accent in this, aren't you?
I think so. Should I say something about Max Metz and Mitsubishi? God.
Will you please just move on to B?
Why Max is now
Have you been
live.
Drinking?
What?
Have you been drinking?
Just the diet, RC. YMAX is now live here in Chicago and a bunch of other cities. Do you know anyone who has that?
No.
I wouldn't mind trying that out. That's pretty cool. I mean, that's like, I think it's like 10 megabit or something like that. It's fast. Only 3% of Americans, I don't know where this number came from. I just read this in a story. Only 3% of Americans think it should be legal to drive while texting, which I guess is kind of surprising because it seems like a lot more than 3% of people on the road are doing it.
Right.
So all these people are doing it, but they think they shouldn't be allowed to.
So until they're not allowed to,
yeah.
They're going to continue
well, apparently, doing it. Apparently, they're all 5 years old.
Yeah.
Until I get spanked, I'm going to keep doing it. Royal Caribbean has launched their Oasis of the Seas, the world's largest cruise ship. It's 1,200 feet long, which is more than a quarter of a mile, for those of you counting. Has 16 decks, weighs 220,000 tons, will carry 6,000 people, and it cost $1.5 billion to make it. That is huge.
It's Titanic.
Just waiting to happen.
It really is.
I hope there are no icebergs in the Caribbean. I'm pretty sure they're safe in that respect. But, I mean, that's enormous.
Yeah. You know, they don't just go to the Caribbean.
I know. 1,200 feet long.
Yeah. That's huge.
That is.
Have you ever taken a cruise? One of those big cruises?
No. You know, my mom has offered to take us on one, and we were gonna.
You like to eat. You'll have fun.
we were thinking
I don't
about
mean it in a bad way. I mean, that's really what those cruises are all about, is eating.
Because it's all inclusive, right?
Yeah,
for the most part. Yeah. So except I know
they have the midnight buffet, and they have. I mean,
well, nothing shuts down, right? Isn't everything going all day?
Well, dinners only serve from a certain time.
Right, but I mean,
you could
still get food somewhere else.
Yes.
My mom offered to take us on one, and we actually thought about doing one of the Disney cruises because you know we have a tiny little boy, right. And we thought he'd think that's fun. But I don't think she wants to do that because. She loves our son, but I don't think she wants to deal with, you know, 1,000 other people's kids.
Right.
Which I can't blame her for.
Right.
So we actually talked about doing the Royal Caribbean. So if we end up doing something like that, it'd be cool to go on that boat.
Yeah.
I don't know where it goes.
They're a lot of fun.
You know, the other thing, too, is it's very hard owning a business. It's very hard to take vacation because right. I can't not work. So I would have to make sure that if we did that, that I had internet access, you know, with my laptop and stuff because... You know, for server access and all that kind
right.
of stuff, I have to be able to get to them, but that's pretty cool. I mean, it's just huge. I mean, think about that, 1,200 feet long. If you laid down the Sears Tower on its side, it still wouldn't be 1,200 feet long. Isn't it like 1,100 feet or something?
I don't know.
And that's the tallest building in the United States, still, right?
Oh, here we go. On board Oasis of the Seas.
Can you look up the Sears Tower and see how tall it is? Please. I'm sorry, the Willis Tower. Everything in our city gets renamed by foreigners. We have no more Marshall Fields. Now it's Macy's. We have no more Sears Tower.
What's the by foreigners?
People from outside Chicago.
Oh.
Well, the Willis Tower, Willis is a British company.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Willis Tower Heights. 1,450 feet.
Oh, well, so I totally lied about that. Really? It's that tall? So I thought it was like 1,100 feet.
No.
Oh, maybe they're using the British foot.
What?
I'm kidding.
Continue.
Asus has released a motherboard with USB 3.0 on it. The Extreme Design P7 P55DE uses the Intel P55 chipset and has a pair of USB 3.0 ports. No price or date has been set yet, but that's pretty cool. And it's got 8 USB 2.0 ports. That's a lot of USB ports. They also announced a USB 3.0 PCIe card for $30. That's a really good deal.
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, there's not really. There's only one USB 3.0 device out so far, which is the hard drive that we talked about last time. But that's pretty cool, and it should be out soon. A company called Regen has announced the Reverb, which is a 3-foot-tall solar-powered iPod dock. That costs $2,229. It takes 20 hours of outdoor sun exposure or 40 hours of sitting inside to charge up enough to play music for 12 hours at normal volume.
Who wants that?
$2,200? I mean...
That's the most ridiculous thing.
It's so stupid. How about a pair of earbuds for $5 from Walgreens? How about that? Ford actually posted a $1 billion profit for the third quarter of this year, which is... Good for them. ICANN has approved the use of non-Latin character-based domain names, so now you're actually going to be able to have domain names that are, you know, Chinese characters or Japanese characters or Arabic characters, which you could never do before. So I'm sure that will be a huge quote-unquote land rush when that actually takes place for, you know, all those countries.
Right.
That's pretty wild. Because whereas it's very easy for them to get to websites with Latin names since everything on the internet is done with the Latin character set,
uh-huh.
Who's going to be able over here to get to those? I mean,
right.
You know, that's kind of weird in that sense. The San Francisco Bay Bridge, you know, this is actually not true anymore. I was going to say the San Francisco Bay Bridge is still closed after the repair job failed, but I guess it opened a little while ago, finally. The world could be gearing up for another space race as Russia is planning a nuclear-powered spacecraft to go to Mars. And that would be a manned mission to Mars. The president, President Medvedev, or whatever his name is, right? Medvedev? Is that it?
Sure.
promises the design will be done by 2012, just in time
for the end of the world. Right.
An Australian company called Lumino Glow has announced glow-in-the-dark lingerie, which I think is pretty cool. Because how many times have you been in the dark with a woman and you couldn't find her?
And here you share a little bit about yourself.
Well, sure. I think that Natalie Imbruglia, Emily DeRaven, and Crystal Forsskutt should be forced to model them just to prove they work. I'm just saying.
Who's Emily DeRaven?
Claire from Lost.
Oh. And who's Crystal Forsgut?
I don't know. She's some hot Australian chick. I don't know. I don't know why she's famous. I got to be honest with you. I had to look that one
up. She was in my statistics class.
And she's actually from Ohio. The New York subway now has LCD screens that show all the trains on the line in real time. So far, it's just an experimental program at the Bedford Avenue L station, but presumably it'll be expanded later on to other lines and stations. I think that's a great idea because, you know, that's one of the terrible things about public transportation is not knowing where the thing is and just sitting there, you know, anxiously waiting. So if you can just watch it, it's kind of neat.
I agree.
Lockheed Martin has unveiled its Sabre Warrior drone concept, a three-hull design that uses a wing configuration similar to the F-22, but with hull designs reminiscent of the SR-71 Blackbird. It looks really, really badass. And someday, you know, I think we talked about this before, that England's, unmanned military program is actually called Skynet.
Right. Why would you name it that?
Because you know what's coming.
Right.
And maybe that's going to happen in 2012. Who knows? Maybe the Mayans were that good. I don't know that they could see that. LG says we can expect 40-inch OLED TVs by 2012, just in time for the end of the world, coincidentally. Should that not come to pass, the end of the world part, not the OLED TV part. They claim OLED will be cheaper to make than LCD by 2016. That's too far off. I got to know what's available to me right now.
Right.
I still have not really seen an OLED TV in action.
No, me neither.
I mean, that little one that's at the Sony store is too small to tell if it's any good. You got to see it, you know, you got to see it at like 40 inches to see if it's any good. The internet just had its 40th birthday. Happy birthday, internet.
Thank you, Al Gore.
thank you, Al Gore. Apple has announced Apple TV 3.0, and I still don't care.
I have more Apple news. I have up-to-the-minute Apple news.
Tell me.
Apple's apparently pitching to networks a subscription plan that would deliver all your TV shows through iTunes for $30 a month.
As opposed to getting them through a giant-ass TV right now for free?
No. Instead of using cable or satellite.
Oh. But you can't watch it on TV.
Huh?
How would you watch it on TV? Or do you mean through Apple TV?
It would be a box, but it would be, yeah. Yeah, it would be Apple TV.
Well, that can only be good then. Because I'm not going to buy the Apple TV thing, but you know that's going to force everyone else to drop their prices if that happens.
Right.
Right?
Their goal is, they have the goal of launching it next year, but then it lists, this is on Gizmodo, lists all these reasons why they don't think it'll ever come to fruition.
Such as?
There's not a single programmer that has made a firm commitment. Well, there's one thing. So
yeah, you can pretty much stop right there. All right, next. A company called Skoshi has announced the PowerFuse Pro, which is a USB charger for whatever you want to charge via USB. It plugs into the wall, and it's got two USB ports, so you can charge USB devices without having a computer. And then one of the ports like snaps out, and then you can plug it into your car cigarette lighter and plug something in there, which is very cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. Tomotaka Takahashi.
You almost have to say it that way, don't you?
of Robo Garage at Kyoto University has created a robot called Ropid that can do all sorts of fun stuff, including responding, sometimes, to voice commands and even moving its mouth when it talks back to you. It can walk, turn, run, jump, and spin. I mean, really, how long is it going to be before robots are walking among us?
Long time.
Doing stuff for us.
Let me look at this thing.
You know
Does this thing look like another anime character?
It's on pause.com, so go look at it. It doesn't have bell bottoms on, if that's what you're asking.
What?
Well, all the anime characters, they all have, their legs are all, like, they flare out at the bottom. Like they're wearing bell bottoms for some reason.
Oh, don't go to ropid.cz.
No, I said go to pause.com. You might want to plug the website that our podcast is on now and again. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry. What's the address?
I'm going to kill you. I will kill you dead.
Oh, he's cute. He looks like Astro Boy.
No, he does not look anything like Astro Boy. He has no Ed Grimley hair or anything. But think about it from this point of view.
Okay.
Everyone's talking about doing stuff that's more green, right?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my Lord in heaven.
I'm just pushing all kinds of buttons. Oh, his movements are kind of fluid.
They are. And it's tiny. It's only like, what would you say, 18 inches tall maybe?
Yeah. He looks just like Astro Boy.
He does not look just like Astro Boy. Don't get your hopes up. So, but think about it like this. Okay, let's say we get to the point in a few years, let's say 10 years from now, that it's actually affordable to have a robot that can do stuff. Because he's not remote controlled. He's you know, he's programmed to do certain things and respond to voice commands. So it's not like somebody is, you know, making him walk that way or turn this way.
Right.
They're saying go over there and he's doing it, right? So a few years down the road, when a robot that's maybe 4 or 5 feet tall can do stuff like that, think about how much that would save in terms of vehicle emissions if you could just send your robot to the store to pick up some groceries instead of driving there to get them yourself.
What if someone beat up your robot?
Who would beat up a robot?
Hooligans.
Where do you live?
In the city.
You think hooligans are just going to beat up robots?
Yes.
No, robots are strong.
And steal your robot.
Robots will grab you with their metal claws and kill you dead.
Oh, so then there'll be robot violence.
Well,
yeah.
They have to defend themselves against hooligans.
In our lifetime.
They have to defend them. Really? You don't think so?
No, I don't think so.
That's sad. That's a sad future you live in.
Skynet.
Oh, I forgot about Skynet. Seriously, though, have you ever seen a robot grab somebody with their metal claws? It's so scary.
Are we done with the moosh moosh?
I guess. Which means, as always, that it's now time for our votes for the best and worst entertainment moments of the week. Tony, what was your worst?
Okay, let me
aside
preface
from this,
this
previous conversation.
Right, exactly. Let me preface this by saying that I hope I'm not going to get in any trouble here, but I've never mentioned...
Can I give you some advice? If you don't want to get in trouble for something,
don't
draw attention to the fact that you could potentially get in trouble for
it.
Say, don't go into the police station and say, I don't want to alert you to a murder I may or may not have committed, but there's a dead guy in my trunk.
And I don't know how he got there. I've never mentioned on the podcast where I work, so...
So you're safe.
I'm safe.
Yeah, sure.
I'm safe. I just have a little celebrity...
The world's only sit-down McDonald's.
The Chicken Hut.
Chicken.
Let's just say...
Plus pizza.
Let's just say...
Tony works someplace where he has, on occasion...
Encounters with celebrities.
Encounters with celebrities.
And let's just say that a certain Val Kilmer, I'm not even going to like hide his name, I'm going to say who it is, feels it's okay when he's drinking his cheap brandy to give me a $5 tip on a $58 check.
That's not even 10%.
It's not even 10%.
Oh, that's so lousy.
Yeah. Let me just say, my weight right now is not even 10% of his weight right now.
Ooh, really?
Oh, he looks terrible.
He's gotten big, huh?
In fact, I mean, of course I would have noticed who he was, but like, I bet most of the people around him didn't even know who he was.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, he must not like that at all.
Yeah.
It's That's all probably that why he's drinking.
It's all that cheap brandy. But
so
five
I guess
bucks.
there's not going to be a Saint sequel in the works, huh?
No, unless it's Saint Bernard.
Saint Bernard, I knew that was coming. Thank you. That's a good one. My worst entertainment moment of the week. I'm going to have to go with the fact that Glee wasn't on this week because it's some stupid baseball something.
Now, see, remember just not long ago, it was hard for me to even get you to watch it. And now it's your...
It wasn't hard for you to get me to watch it. We just hadn't watched it yet.
Yeah. You don't always do what I tell you to do.
You don't ever do what anyone tells
you
to do.
I'm not doing whatever anyone tells me to do.
See, I'm not adamant like you are about not watching stuff. I don't even know.
I'm not adamant either. I'm Adam Ant.
I don't... Okay, now who's drinking? Yeah, I was kind of, I was really bummed by that.
Yeah, we, I was too. Because I really look forward to it.
Yeah, anyway. It's a lot of fun. And it wasn't on because of the World Series.
Right.
Yeah. I
have to say though, I don't like it enough. I see how much music they're selling on iTunes. I don't like it enough that I would ever download any of the songs.
I got a couple of them.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh,
I got,
cool.
I got Don't Stop Believing.
Uh-huh.
And I got, Keep Holding On. Those are both
Keep
pretty good.
Holding on.
The Avril Lavigne song.
Ah.
I thought those were both pretty well done.
Yeah.
But
did you ever watch that episode?
But I will say, I don't like it when they post the songs before the episode comes out.
I hate that.
Because you don't want to know.
I'm their fan on Facebook, and so they always give you a little, they always tell what songs they're going to sing on the episode.
Yeah, I want
to
be surprised by it.
I love to be surprised by it, to the point where I think I'm going to stop being a fan on Facebook.
Yeah, you know.
I agree with you completely there. Did you ever watch that episode that you had missed?
No, I haven't gone back.
You have to do that. See, that's what you could have done this week when you were... Oh, that's right. You had other stuff. I forgot.
That's
I forgot.
Not funny.
It's. Not, I'm not making a joke of it. Forgot that you had other stuff.
All right.
I'm just saying your worst entertainment moment was that it wasn't on.
Right.
And you had another episode that you haven't seen.
Right. So I could have done that is what you're saying.
Right.
Right. Yeah, I did not have the opportunity to do that. I was going to say something else, and now I forgot what it was. Because you're distracting me with your unpleasantness.
It is a little distracting, isn't it?
It is sometimes. Yeah, it can be. All right, so what about your best entertainment
okay,
moment?
Okay, I got to bring up a little info here first. Should have been prepared with this.
Yep. Only been planning this for 2 weeks
right.
now.
My best entertainment moment of the week. You know, I came across, I think I've mentioned this before, but on, I'm going way, way far here.
Is this a reach?
I'm going to have to come back. But, you know, on my Comcast On Demand, which I love, they have where they show video game trailers.
Okay.
And in high def. Actually, it's really cool.
Okay.
And I came across this trailer for this game called Rage.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like an apocalyptic shooter.
Okay.
And it looks awesome.
It does look pretty cool. I watched it before the show.
I made you watch it.
Yeah.
Because I can make you do things.
No, he didn't make me watch it. He suggested that I watch it, and I was bored, so I did.
Okay. But
it's not the same.
It's not the same, I know.
No.
But it looks really cool. It's got some Half-Life 2 elements to it, especially the parts in the cart.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you're saying. And there was another thing. There was a part where for a split second you see like these machine guns that have been set up on tripods,
right.
And that looked a lot like the, you know, the automated machine guns in Half-Life as well. But the thing is, it's like I don't want to get my hopes up because remember there was that game Area 51 or something? No, yeah. It wasn't Area 51. Was it?
Black Sight.
Yeah, Black. Yeah. Yeah. And it was supposed to be, and it was such a not Half-Life 2.
Right.
It tried really hard to be, but it failed miserably.
Right.
And it was short.
I mean, I don't want anything to try to do the same thing. I just want something that gives me the same experience.
Here's what I want. I want Episode 3.
Yes, I agree.
And then I want Half-Life 3.
Right. I agree. They have to be working on that.
But I don't get why they wouldn't. Who cares how old they're going to be when they're done?
I know.
We're still going to play it.
I know.
It's just, you can't.
Well, anyway, I want people to go out and, you know, people are
check
in
out
games.
The
check out. It's called Rage. It's coming out on the 360, the PC, and the PS3. It's coming out sometime. They haven't given a date yet, but sometime in 2010. And it looks really cool. And it's from id Software, the makers of Doom and Quake. So it's not just some fly-by-night.
Sure. Although I have to admit, a lot of times lately, the fly-by-nights are doing better work than the big guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, think about some of the games in the last year that have really, you know, been interesting, and they have not necessarily been from some of the bigger
right.
places, you know. So, for my best entertainment moment of the week, I'm going to have to go back to Flash Forward, because I loved that scene where they all get together in
right.
their house was great, because
There
was tension. They didn't drag it on. First of all, they didn't drag on that storyline for too long.
Right.
There was tension. It was great to see Simcoe realize what was going on.
Right.
And it was great to see Mark realize what was going on.
Right.
Now,
here's an issue I have
with
that episode.
And I will say, those butter cookies look delicious.
Here's an episode I have with that. When they were arguing, when Olivia and Mark were arguing,
yeah.
Did you think she kind of like, she just kind of threw in the towel a little too easily? Didn't you think?
In what sense?
Well, when she said, you know, it kind of like already looked, because she was really trying to make sure that her flash forward didn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, she was, and we know she was.
And then immediately she's like, she has a problem with Mark, and already she's like, you know, you see her veering.
I still don't know what you're saying.
It just seemed to me like she was throwing in the towel a little as far as their relationship, her relationship with her husband.
Because he was drinking in his flash forward, you mean?
And because she's like, oh, this, I don't
remember
her
exact
verbiage.
Well, you know, the thing is, though, like she said, she's never cheated on him, whereas they've already had issues because of his drinking.
Right.
And he's doing a lot of the same things now that he was doing when he was drinking before. You know what I mean? In terms of lying and
not drinking.
Right, but
I'm just saying, for someone who wanted so badly to hold on to her marriage, it just seemed like she was that, you know.
Well, maybe she thinks Simcoe's a nice-looking dude. I don't know.
I don't know.
That was a joke.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. I don't know. I just can't wait to see what's going to happen this week.
I know. It's really
good. What's on tonight? We got Heroes?
I didn't tell you. I'm no more Heroes for me.
You're done?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm done. I just don't have the time.
What do you have going on Monday?
Well, because now I got Flash Forward.
Which is on Thursday.
I got VCOM.
That's on Tuesday.
Oh, I don't watch shows on the days they come on.
No. Never? You never watch them real time? Well, you're not
no,
usually home,
you know
are you?
I never watch them real
yeah.
time. No.
Well, you got to at least start 15
People's
minutes
Court,
late.
I watch real time.
Yeah.
And Judge Mathis.
I really hope you're kidding.
No, I'm completely serious.
You watch those shows?
I love those shows. Yeah.
I didn't even know those were still on.
Yeah.
I don't even know what Judge Mathis is.
Actually, it's filmed in Chicago.
Well, I still don't know what it is.
It's another one of those court shows.
Yeah. Is it the same thing as People's Court?
Yeah, but
they have a bailiff
the
named
cases
Rusty?
Are a little more, a little.
You also definitely get your underwear at Kmart?
Excuse me?
In Rain Man, didn't he have to watch People's Court? Judge Wapner. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but now it's Marilyn Million. And I think the reason I like it, I really like her, and she kind of reminds me of my mother.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
When my mother was younger.
Yeah.
I didn't need to throw that in there, but I'm just saying. She's... Yeah.
Do you want me to edit that out?
No.
Okay. Does your mom listen to the podcast? Okay. Thanks for the support, Debbie. That's interesting. I didn't know you watched those shows.
Yeah. I have a thing for court shows.
But don't you think they're all kind of bogus?
I don't. No, they're real. They're real cases.
Doom, doom, doom. Do they still use that music?
Yeah.
That's kind of funny. Do you still watch, like, Wheel of Fortune, too?
No.
By the way, Vanna White now is she's really skinny. But her head is just so big.
Yeah.
She looks like a lollipop. She's like a Vanna White-sicle. Or something.
It's very funny. I think we should end on that. It's very funny.
All right. Well, don't forget, as always, you can visit us on Facebook, which I butchered at the beginning of the show. But just go there and find us. If you know how to use a search field, it's not going to be that hard. Visit us on iTunes, and please send your emails to podcast@pause.com. Thanks again for listening, and we will talk to you next week.
Bye.